This is how it works, okay? You go to the GyroCookReport.podbean.com. It'll have today's episode. If the date is included, and then when you click on the red link, it goes to blog.gyrocookonlineservices.com, like that, bazinga. You're looking at the show notes. Take a look at those. This is your homework, if it were. And the homework is so that at 3 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, 7 a.m. in Seattle, we're going to go to https://appear.in/vdomainhostinginc, and we'll talk about it. So this is the episode that has free ideas for your B2B business. The free ideas for your B2B business is a collection of ideas to help you in your efforts of having a B2B website. In the show notes, first link up is three best tips for growing your blog traffic. And you get that from olivia.co right there in the notes. And then if you need more help to getting started, we've got it in writing right there in the show notes. Number one, tweet out your post at least three times on the day it goes live. Now, you know, Twitter has got some new policies in place on what you can tweet and how you can do it. So be sure you're up to speed on that. Then look in the notes. You'll see that I build the tweets first with Notepad++ on the Windows platform. And then I get to count the number of characters being used. I can modify the tweets and then copy and paste them into the Twitter environment. And it's going. Notepad++. It's a great text editor for Windows-powered computers. Employ that. Number two, schedule a tweet to go out the following day, a few days later, at 1 week, 2 weeks, etc., and continue to retweet others who are sharing your tweet. Using buffer.com, something in my eye. Using buffer.com is one way that you can schedule tweets to your one main Twitter account. Number three, on the day it goes live, post at least once on your Facebook page, but consider posting once in the morning and once in the evening. At least one should be a direct link. The other can be an image with a link in the status box. Now, if you want to think about this, you can also ponder setting up a campaign link with the UTM link builder to get a better measure of what's the best time to post on Facebook. Number four, post in all relevant Facebook groups that allow you to do it, and blog promotion threads. You can search for these and find them, relevant groups, in the search box on Facebook. Five, has to do with Pinterest. Pin it up to two times on the day it goes live, several hours and several pins apart, on your most popular boards, then reschedule the pins for all the other relevant personal Pinterest group boards to post every 2 to 3 days apart. Note, set up your Pinterest as a business profile, not a personal profile, because that's why you're in business. Six, share the link Google+, Instagram, LinkedIn, and any other social that you use. Like some people use YouTube. So that can be added. Post the link in at least two separate places in an email, like at the top and the bottom, those two places. And I added a link to the email newsletter sign up link for the Guyer Cook Report, and it's in the notes there. Thanks for listening today. Hope you can be with us tomorrow, because I'll see you then. This episode is over. It's a wrap.